Reading Mayor Miyagishima's State of the City speech got me thinking about the subject. Things seem fine. I applaud the city's commitment to sustainability, and I agree that by passing 4 bond issues, citizens showed a healthy willingness to invest in Las Cruces. I experienced the city driving, walking, or bicycling around, playing pickleball, attending meetings, and the usual other ways. The pickleball courts are way overcrowded. Citizens need larger and better facilities for sports and activities, and the bonds should help. Physical fitness is critical for kids aged 7 or 72. We also need more bike lanes and wider ones in some places, and it's a challenge to get across some intersections while the light is green. I urge the council to consider how tough it is for working folks to attend meetings at 1 p.m. You folks meet twice a month. How about holding one of the two at 6 p.m.? I can't say on radio what I mutter about city officials every time I see a gas-powered leaf blower, especially one owned by the city. They're pure, pointless pollution. You guys bill yourselves as sustainable and do some great stuff, but here's an easy one you're fumbling. Under most circumstances, leaf blowers make little sense. Leaves are healthy for lawns and gardens. Blowing them from your yard to mine makes a god-awful noise and pollutes more than driving a pickup to Albuquerque. Plus, in midwinter, there ain't a whole lot of leaves on the plaza or on the grounds outside Meerschaide. So stop using these things, even battery-operated ones, unless there's a specific need. Please also consider an ordinance banning the damned things, with an appropriate grandfathering provision. As to all the proud talk about revitalizing downtown and attracting new businesses, I'm guardedly optimistic. But I'm underwhelmed by what Virgin Galactic has done for us, and city leaders have engaged in some weird flirtations with some other folks, such as Arca Space Corporation, which got $57,000 from the city, and Pegasus. We particularly need better mental health services. Last week, a visiting mental health professional remarked that services in southern New Mexico used to be quite good, until Governor Martinez savaged the system to help a campaign contributor. Not the city's fault, I know, but the city needs to take an active and intelligent role in rebuilding what we lost. The municipal court is the city's responsibility and needs to be instructed that poor folks, the mentally ill, and the homeless are people too and deserve fair and lawful treatment.